downtown LA.
Ah, that's cool.
We're actually shooting a video. We're putting it on pause just to grace you with our presence, you know?
Perfect. All right, here we go. it's you, right? Just you right now?
Yeah, just me.
What's your Twitter? Lydia what?
What my what is?
Twitter. What's the Twitter for Lydia?
Lydia Music.
Cool. Here we go. And you can curse. And if you don't know, now you do know, The Gun Show, we continue the main takeover. We already spoke with John O, Pat from the main as well. We've got Jason from Go Radio, but right now we're speaking here with Layton from Lydia, also from the cinema. But right now Layton is in Lydia. What's up, baller?
What's happening, man?
Hey, man. How are you doing, dude?
I'm good, man. I am in LA right now filming music video for a new Lydia song.
Oh, sick, dude. Well, listen, man, you've been on a couple times, and we've always formed a friendship. So when you saw that you had to speak with Guns tonight, were you ecstatic, or were you like, oh, no, not him?
I was like, God damn it, I got to talk to that asshole again.
It happens, right?
Hey, man, always stoked to come on the show.
I'm like the dreaded ex-girlfriend. It happens, you know?
Yeah, totally. Listen. You're like got baggage and like whatnot, so, you know, it's cool.
I'm not balling enough to have baggage, let me tell you. Straight up balling, dude. His name's Layton. He's from the band Lydia. It's twitter.com/LydiaMusic. Listen, man, a lot's been going on for you guys. First of all, how are you doing? Everything good?
Absolutely, man. It's great.
Talk about Lydia. Keep going. Yeah, go.
We are going out on the tour in about 2.5 weeks with the Ming.
Right.
And we just put out a new record about 2 months ago. And life's good, man.
Now, we were speaking with you. You were in the cinema at the time, Matt Malpass, and loved that stuff. And I know you had been working on Lydia Jams at the time. And, you kind of did the cinema just to do different types of music that wouldn't fit into Lydia, right? Sort of?
Yeah. We did the cinema stuff. I was actually just out in Atlanta about 24 hours ago, finishing a few new cinema tracks, as well as a few new Lydia tracks. So it's kind of coinciding at this point.
Right, and so you're doing both, and but you're able to encompass a lot of different music. Yo, Lydia's got a really big following. Have you been realizing that lately? I mean, obviously the reception of the latest album has been relatively well, and only this tour is going to help that much more. But talk about since the album's been out and just the reception and just the story behind it all.
Yeah, like on the new Lydia record.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. What do you mean relatively well? Dude, you don't know we're like a big deal?
I was trying to downplay it because I wanted to say it was fucking really, really good, but I didn't want you to be like, yeah, no, it's good. I didn't want to like blow up your spot. I think it's fucking really good.
No, I was joking. Yeah, man.
You're amazing. Such a fuck. I love you. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, man, it's incredible. We, we went away for, half a year, and then we came back with a new record, and it's incredible. I don't know how people still love the band and are just so passionate about it. Like, every show, I see 5 to 10 new tattoos that are just like, I'm just like, really? You want to tattoo my lyrics onto your body? Like, all right, that's cool. That's cool.
Like, well, might as well take one of those. Yeah, dude. No, I mean, the following behind you guys is incredible, and I think it was for the health of just everybody involved to take a couple months off. But the thing was, you were able to come back with great music, and now you'll be able to tour on it. Now, is this one of the first tours that you've been able to do since the album's been out?
Yeah. Well, we did a headliner right when the record was coming out.
Yeah, right around when it came out, right.
Yeah. And then now we're doing Supporting the Men, which is a great band. I fully support those dudes. Awesome fucking dudes.
Right.
And it's going to be really cool. We're actually doing a super long tour. It's like 2 months, a little over 2 months. So hitting basically every city in the U.S. and also some Canada dates.
Yeah, all over. It's pretty much like 2.5 months you're hitting all over, and I think this will be a great way to showcase all the talents. Now, people are wondering about the set list and stuff. You got quite a number of songs that you're able to choose from.
Yeah, most definitely. We're some sort of a seasoned veterans at this point. As weird as that sounds, but yeah, we're gonna play like shit from all the albums. Yeah, it'll be fun, man. It'll be really cool.
When you look back, you're like, damn, dude, we actually have a good amount of songs.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's weird. I'll look at, like, the iTunes, and I pull it up, just looking at set list, trying to figure it out. I'm like, wow, I wrote this many fucking songs?
Not to mention, like, B-sides and everything else. There's a speaker relating from Lydia. Listen, man, the cinema always got a great response. People are like, love you, as we've said. And I think this main thing will do very well for you. It's long, though, man. It is a long tour, but you're hitting up, like you mentioned, all over the place. Some dates are already sold out. We mentioned that before last hour. Some dates are already sold out, dude. The reaction's
been... Is that
true? Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Crazy. That's the first I've heard of it. Thanks for bringing that news to me.
Well, there you go for that. Yeah, dude. Not a lot, but I think like 4 dates are already completely sold out. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, well, that's incredible because I think the dates just went on sale maybe 5 or 6 days ago, a handful of days ago.
Yeah, less than a week, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's incredible, man.
Yeah, man. Now, right now you said you're in Cali. What are you doing over in Cali right now, man?
I live in Cali. I live in L.A. now. I've lived here for almost a year now. So, we are filming the video here, and then actually tomorrow morning we're driving to Arizona to get some rehearsal in and then take off like 2 weeks later.
That's awesome, man. And obviously you'll be doing a lot of different things. So everything's going well with you, dude?
Yeah, absolutely. What's really well.
You're doing a music video. What song are you doing the video for?
We're doing the video for a song on our new record called Best Nights and also another song called Haley, the first track on the record.
Right, okay.
And, yeah, it's good. It should be, like, one of them will be coming out in a few weeks and the other one will come out a week or so later after that.
How's L.A. treating you right now?
It's great, Ian.
Weather
you,
cool?
You come here very often?
I go there usually just on tours, usually a.k.a. Warped Tour. So...
AK Warped Tour is hell if you're not in a bus.
Exactly. Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
We did it like 4 or 5 years ago, like when we were first starting out, did it in a van. Oh, worst decision of my life.
But the thing is, if you can survive that, you can survive anything.
You really can.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Warped Tour is a fucking disaster in a van, dude.
It really is, man. Oh, man. I don't even want to talk about it. It kind of brings up some weird memories.
Yeah, you were in a weird place at the time. You were in a bad place at the time. Yeah, trying to figure out your lives and stuff. Yeah, no, Warped Tour in a van. But you know, more props to all the bands out there for that. Listen, so you're doing this upcoming the Pioneer World Tour. You're going all over, which is fucking great. Lineup rules and longer set for everything for you guys. What do you have any other plans for the rest of the year that you're allowed to speak about, or just trying to get out there? Or what?
No, man. How dare you ask me that?
Thank you. I cannot wait to outdrink you. It's going to be lovely, dude. I cannot wait to see you in person and outdrink all of your band members.
that's fucked up that you would even ask me that. How dare you? No, there's, like, this whole year is basically just touring. So we're going to do the main tour in 2 weeks, let's say April, May, and a little bit of June. And then there's actually going to be a few cinema shows during the summer for maybe like a week and a half or two. And then Lydia's going to be doing another headlining tour later this year. And then we're going to actually try to get over to the UK like even later in the year, around like November or so.
Yeah, fall time and stuff. So you'll be home a lot. That's what you're telling us?
Yeah, basically.
you'll be able to work on your garden.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm kind of just going to be, keeping it low-key in my house, not really doing much.
Planting some flowers out front, watching them grow all year.
Yeah, exactly.
Leighton from Lydia. What song you, now, on the headliner tour, what song got the best reaction off the new album from you guys?
To be honest, the first track kind of got the most response, reaction, sales, blah blah blah, and we are doing
the video for that,
video
right?
For it, we're doing a video for it right now as well. To it, it's called Haley.
Right,
it's the first track off it, and I don't, for whatever reason, the same reason I don't know why a Coca-Cola truck just drove by me. So hold on. For whatever reason that people, love getting tattoos and whatnot, but, the first track off the record, Haley, has gotten an extremely good response off of it, so we're going to do a video for it right now, and, put it into people's ear systems.
And people can keep in touch with you on Lydia Music over there on Twitter. Also, what's it? Twitter.com says the cinema music or just the cinema?
Just the cinema.
There, you got that going on. You and Matt Malpass. Listen, Leighton, always a pleasure speaking with you, buddy.
Always a pleasure, brother.
All right. Take care. Enjoy this tour, man, and just gear up for it because it starts in a couple weeks and it's going all over wearethemain.net. You can get tickets there. Like I said, some are already sold out. Pre-sales are going nuts as well. So if you don't know, now you do know. Leighton, Lydia, ballin'.
Now you know. Are you? Am I going to see you out at, New York show?
Oh, yeah. You'll see me in New York. I'm doing a couple of the Philly dates. You're doing two in Philly. I'll be around. I'll be at Bamboozle. I'll be killing it, dude.
All right, man. It's always good talking to you.
I'll be the one wearing my own T-shirt. It says The Gun Show, and on the back it says Ballin'. It's black and pink. Is that cool or no?
Front row, like with the sign?
I don't think I need a sign when I'm wearing my own shirt that says The Gun Show. I'll be the one.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on. It's always good.
Love you, dude. Take care, man.